I have managed a restaurant and saw Sunday morning church members curse at servers because their second margarita wasn't as strong as the first. I've worked at a Target and saw a woman yell at her child on Christmas Eve, saying it was a mistake to have her. I've worked for a snow cone stand and witnessed a kid's eyes shine over nothing but ice cream and some syrup in a cup. I've worked for funeral homes and saw people throw their own family out like the weekly trash, only to ask when the life insurance would be there. I have helped those who needed it, and I have had my hands tied and unable to assist. I have given all I could to help people who wouldn't look in my direction after the fact. I have lost opportunity after opportunity because I felt like I needed to be the bigger man. I've thrown away time I will never get back because it was up to me to play the villain in the story. I have more regrets in my life than an airliner could carry. I have replaced the company of my friends with the solitude of a 12x12 room and a mattress. I have met people who made me think God might not be such a bad guy after all. I've ran my tank empty and still made that crawl up the mountain. I've kept my mouth shut when all I wanted to do was scream. I've been lied about, framed, and left to rot with nothing but my own intrusive thoughts telling me I'm not enough. I have laughed at my own pain just so the people around me would be more comfortable in the moment. I have been beaten, bruised, cut, stabbed, burned, blinded, and berated. I have given up hope just to find it down the road and then lose it again. But I have not quit. Welcome to Season 2 of 3 Minutes. A podcast that asks you, if you only had 3 minutes to share with the world, what would you say?